はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、山形。
さくらです。
夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Air Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, we have another great show for you today. We also would like to say, please stop by www.japanesepod101.com. Our ever-growing community is built by our listeners. The more you participate, the more we grow, and the more you can help other listeners, post, comment, let us know about things. Again, we learn so much from you. Not only that, in addition to that, we offer PDF files with the hiragana, with the kanji. So you want to stop by, you want to say hi, you want to come down, right?
Yes. We're waiting for you.
Yes. Yes. Okay, without further ado, let's jump into today's conversation. Here we go.
もしもし。川本夏子です。鈴木さくらさん、お願いします。
今、さくらはいません。
あ、そうですか。どうもありがとうございます。じゃあ、携帯の方ですね。もしもし、さくらですか？
はい、さくらです。
今、どこにいますか？
今、新宿にいます。
今、忙しいですか？
はい、ちょっと忙しいです。
じゃあ、また後で。
お願いします。
Great job. Okay, you know the routine. What we're gonna do now is give it to you one more time. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
もしもし、川本夏子です。鈴木さくらさん、お願いします。
今、さくらはいません。
あ、そうですか。どうもありがとうございます。じゃあ、携帯の方ですね。もしもし、さくらですか？
はい、さくらです。
今、どこにいますか？
今、新宿にいます。
今、忙しいですか？
はい、ちょっと忙しいです。
じゃあ、また後で。
お願いします。
Okay, now what we're gonna do, again, you guys know the drill. So, I'll do the translation. We're gonna do the conversation one more time. お願いします。
もしもし、川本夏子です。
Hello, I am 夏子Kawamoto.
鈴木さくらさん、お願いします。
Miss Sakura Suzuki, please.
今、さくらはいません。
Now, Sakura is not here.
ああ、そうですか。
ああ、really? ああ、I see.
どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
じゃあ、携帯の方ですね。
I'll try her cell phone.
もしもし、さくらですか？
Hello, is this Sakura?
はい、さくらです。
Yes, this is Sakura.
今、どこにいますか？
Where are you now?
今、新宿にいます。
Now I'm in 新宿。
今、忙しいですか？
Are you busy now?
はい、ちょっと忙しいです。
Yes, I'm a little busy.
じゃあ、また後で。
Again, later. But in the context of this sentence, it means, okay, I'll try you again later.
お願いします。
Please. And in this case, please do so. The do so is inferred.Okay, great conversation. I love these phone calls. Ah, by the way, how was my impression of Sakura's father?
Grave.
You know, Sakura, grave. I went to a lot of acting school.
I realized that. You did a great role. Yes.
Yes, apologies for that. Yes.
Too exaggerated version.
Okay, back to the story. So yeah. This lesson has some very important features, and right now we're going to introduce them to you. Okay, we're going to start off with the first part. Now, can you give us the first part one more time? Natsuko.
Moshimoshi, Kawamoto Natsuko desu.
Okay, and say the name one more time.
Kawamoto Natsuko.
What's unique about the way you said this name?
It's an Eastern style because I say my last name first and my first name last.
Yes, got it. Now, up until now, we were just using first names.
Yes.
And in the first call, you used the full name, again, last name first. But then when you called Sakura's cell phone, you didn't even say your name. You just said, is this Sakura? Why did you use your full name starting last name first when you made the first call?
Oh, that's because I called her house and I wanted to introduce myself politely to her family.
I see. So when you call the house, when you call someone's house, you really should, without a doubt, use...
polite form.
Yeah, because you don't know who's going to pick up the phone, right?
Right.
It might be Sakura, so it might be okay. But yeah. If it's not Sakura, you're going to come across as very rude.
Yes, yes.
And all you guys out there with the girlfriends, you can kiss them goodbye. Yes. So again... notice the difference. This is one point we really want to stress in this conversation. The difference between calling someone's house and calling someone's cell phone.
Yes.
Because again, when you call the cell phone, you know, or you have an idea of who has the phone. But when you call the house, average Japanese family is four people, so you have a 25% chance.
Rough estimate.
Yes, actually a 75% chance of making a bad impression if you don't use the polite one. So just stick with the polite one.
Right.
Okay, so we'll give you the two side by side just to give you the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can you give us it one more time, Natsuko? Call to the house is?
Moshimoshi, Kawamoto Natsuko desu.
Okay. Then when you asked for Sakura, you said?
Suzuki Sakura-san, onegaishimasu.
Yes. Now the second part too. Again, you say Sakura's last name first, her first name. You add on the suffix
san
to make it polite. And then you say
お願いします.
Yes. So Miss Sakura Suzuki, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now this is the style. And we really cannot stress this enough, the difference between the styles. And this style is good for business too.
Yes. Right.
Again, last name first. First name last, attach san, and then onegaishimasu.
When you're sure that you're calling her house, you can omit Suzuki as well, because all the family is Suzuki's, right?
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, it's not rude to say Sakura-san onegaishimasu when it's Suzuki home you're calling. Yeah, but so like both is okay.
No wonder why I got so many laughs and giggles when I would call someone's house.
Well,
start
off
with the last name.
Yeah, right. All of them are Suzuki's.
Right.
That house. Usually.
Thank you, Sakura. Mm. So basically, we can just say the first name plus
san.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't leave out san though.
Yes.
Very important.
Miss Sakura.
Remember.
Okay, and now, how about when we called your cell phone, what did we say?
Moshimoshi, Sakura desu ka?
Yeah, we left off the san,
right.
Just your name.
Mm-hmm.
And this is okay, right?
If, you know, you're calling your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a key point in this conversation. They're friends and same age.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, we're going to get more into this, but right now, just for this point, same age friends, so we can use just the first name.
Mm, it's usually the name you use when you're with that person.
Yeah.
So like it can be a nickname or well, maybe, only last name.
Okay, so let me rephrase this. when you ask for that person, use a name that you usually use when you're with them.
Yes.
So it can include a suffix or it could not include a suffix. It could be a nickname, as Sakura said.
Yeah.
Many possibilities. But when you call the house,
always
use the polite form. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next we have?
今.
And what is this, Sakura?
It's now.
Now. Okay. Break it down.
今.
And one time fast.
今.
Yes. Now. Again, we use this all the time. And we're going to be using a lot coming up. So please put this one in the memory bank. Okay, next we had?
いません.
Okay, what is this?
Not here.
Okay.
Doesn't exist here, literally.
Yes, doesn't exist here. And this is doesn't exist. What about does exist?
います.
Okay, so can you give us does exist one more time?
います.
Break it down.
います.
And one time fast.
います.
Okay. Now, yesterday we had...
あります.
Okay. Now, that was also exist.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the difference here?
います is used for people.
Yes. Just people? I would have to say living things.
Ah.
Sakura, you You're don't right. like animals. You left Good out point. All the animals.
Oh. ごめんなさい.
It's okay. Yes. So living things yes. all get...
います.
But we don't usually use them to plants. Moving living things. We don't use that word for plants. So we right. have to say moving living things.
Exactly.
Moving living things.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
I'm sure some of you out there can find examples, like real exceptions to the rule of some kind of moving plant that gets... But we're giving you general rules here.
Yes.
And the general rule is we use...
います.
For living, moving things. Mm-hmm. And...
あります.
For inanimate
right.
things. So just think of it this way. Inanimate is...
あります.
Not moving, and animate is...
います.
Yes. So people, animals
right.
are included in this category. Mm. Okay. Now, the negative form of this mm-hmm. was
いません.
Okay. And this is
not here.
Yes. So in the short dialogue, Natsuko called the house and I said, 今 Sakura wa いません. Mm. So Sakura is not here now.
Right.
Okay. So
います.
We can get a clear example of this when Natsuko calls Sakura's cell phone. She asks, where are you now?
Yes. 今どこにいますか?
And the reply was?
今新宿にいます.
Yes. I am in 新宿. Okay. Now, in the past 2 days, we covered these essential verbs. These are verbs that we're going to be using all the time from here on out. So you want to remember these. We're going to have more up on the webpage, www.JapanesePod101.com. Come down to the webpage, check it out. These verbs build a great base for you. So you really want to get a good grasp of these. And we're going to have a lot more information on the webpage to get you that grasp you need. Okay, next we had...
携帯.
Yes, and everybody remember we had this one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And just give it to us one more time.
携帯.
Yes, cell phone. Okay, next we had...
の方.
Yes, and what does this mean?
Literally, it means in that direction. Or that when you have choices, two choices, that one, like the other one.
Yes. No, it's a very good explanation. So in this case, we said...
携帯の方.
Yes, meaning I'll go with the cell phone.
Yes, yes. So you have two choices, right?
Yeah.
So you tried the home phone. And it wasn't good. So you're going to choose the other one, which is cell phone. So, 携帯の方.
Yes.
Yes. That one.
Yes. Go with this.
Yes.
Okay, can you break it down for us?
の方.
One time fast.
の方.
Yes. And the way we formulate this sentence is we use a noun.
Yes.
Plus.
の方.
Yes. To get this. Go with this.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get into how to use this with verbs another time. But for now, with nouns, you use noun plus...
の方.
Yes, go with this. Okay, next we had...
ちょっと.
Okay, what's this?
Little.
A little.
Yes.
Okay, can you break it down?
ちょっと.
And one time fast.
ちょっと.
Okay, great job. Again, a little.
ちょっと.
Yes, and in this case, we use it together with?
忙しいです.
So it becomes?
ちょっと忙しいです.
A little busy.
Yes.
Okay, next we had?
また後で.
And what does this mean?
またis again, and
again.
後で is later.
So?
Again, later.
Yes. And again, this is based on the context of the sentence. We're on the cell phone, so means I'll try you again later. If you're with somebody, we can also say?
また後で.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah.
So again, depends on the context of the situation. Mm. On the phone, I'll try you again, or we'll talk later. Mm. And then when you're with someone, see you later.
Yes.
Great phrase. Use it all the time. Mm. One more time.
また後で.
Perfect. Okay, so we ran late again today, but for your benefit. Okay, so we're going to stop here. Yes. We're going to say...
また明日ね。
また明日。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.